Well, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here for another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. I'm your host today, Dylan Simard, and joining me are 4-H Leaders Council President Rebecca Leitenberg and Shooting Sports Leader Velma Vining, both with 4-H. How are the two of you doing today?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. So we're here to talk about, to my understanding, 4-H has a lot of events that are coming up here this summer. What I wanted to ask you, though, for folks who might not know, can you tell me a little bit about what 4-H is and what it does?
Absolutely. So 4-H is a youth development program, and it's work under the extension services of UAF, University of Alaska Fairbanks. And we focus on activity-based programs for kids that help them to become better citizens, develop leadership skills. And along the way, we do that by offering them all kinds of opportunities to participate in a lot of fun projects. So they come for the fun, and they learn a bunch of great skills along the way. So it's a fantastic program for kids to be involved. It's for school age kids from kindergarten through 12th grade. And it's a great way for them to become involved. And then also, we have a chance to interact with the community. So sometimes we have events that are open to the community in ways that people can engage with us, whether or not they're a member or a participant with 4-H.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the different projects that 4-H members do. I mean, I went to like a summer camp with the YMCA, and I did not learn how to sew or how to bake bread or how to take care of animals. Can you tell me a little bit about what particular skill set that 4-H is trying to cultivate with their members?
So really, it's those like leadership and youth development things that we cultivate, whatever the project is. So when we have kids sign up for one of these different things like baking or sewing or shooting sports, that's the project that they sign up for. And the kinds of projects that we offer in Kodiak, it can vary from year to year depending on what leaders we have that are volunteering with us that year and what skills they want to share with Kodiak's youth. So this past year, we did all of those. We also did arts and crafts projects. We did some outdoors projects. There's a hiking group happening this summer. There's some summer camps that are focused on different things. And really every year, what we'll do is we'll announce, here's all of the different things we have going on this year. Come sign up for that. So our year will end in September, and our new year will start in October, and we'll have a new slate of opportunities for the next upcoming year, just depending on some repeats from years past. Sometimes we have people who participate year after year, so we try to grow their skills even further, and then we'll launch a whole new slate of activities for Kodiak's kids.
So we are looking at a jam-packed remainder of the 4-H year. You've handed me a pretty extensive list of different activities. First up, coming up on August 5th, there's a horse show at the fairgrounds. Can you tell me a little bit about how members are involved with putting the horse show on?
Yeah, absolutely.